From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With just 4 days to go before the Iowa caucuses, the field of candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination got smaller today. Former Senator Carol Mosley Braun called it quits.
I am here today to thank those Iowans who were prepared to stand for me in Monday's caucuses and ask that you stand instead for Howard Dean.
Braun made her announcement at a news conference in Carroll, Iowa, where she acknowledged that her campaign had struggled.
In candor, to share with you the funding and organizational disadvantages of a non-traditional campaign could not, in the end, be overcome. And so this campaign was unable to compete effectively or support your hard work as it should.
After Braun's endorsement, Howard Dean took the stage and thanked her, and then he quickly turned back to his own campaign.
An ad that went up that said I was against Medicare and Social Security and all that stuff. I'm used to that. Heck, 3 or 4 weeks ago, some group of people were saying I was like McGovern, and then the rest of them were saying like I was like Newt Gingrich, and they couldn't make up their mind about that. But you know what? That's the last gasp of the Washington insiders.
With so little time left, the remaining candidates in Iowa are going after each other in earnest. Until now, their Iowa television ads had avoided personal attacks. But with the race tightening, Congressman Dick Gephardt aired a new ad today questioning Howard Dean's record. And Dean premiered his own ad yesterday, criticizing his main opponents. NPR's John McChesney has more.
Pity any television viewer in Iowa who has little interest in politics. The sheer volume of commercials there is staggering. Ken Goldstein monitors such things for the University of Wisconsin's advertising project.
If you're living in a place like Cedar Rapids, Iowa, there's 125 to 150 political advertisements being aired every day.
On the Des Moines NBC affiliate WHO, a new Howard Dean commercial aired 10 times in the three-hour period surrounding the Today Show in the morning. And keep in mind that Iowa is a caucus state. Only a small percentage of registered Democrats vote.
This is all for about 100,000 people, which is about one-fifth of Democrats in the state of Iowa. And Democrats make up about one-third of the Iowa electorate. So we're having all this advertising going after one-fifth of one-third of the voters.
Ken Goldstein estimates that when it's all over next Monday, the candidates will have spent over $100 on each voter who goes to the caucuses.
It blows away past years.
The money's being spent because what happens in Iowa could determine who's in and who's out. It's a state that Dick Gephardt has to win. It's a state that Senators John Kerry and John Edwards need a strong showing in to keep going. And if Howard Dean wins convincingly there, analysts say, he'll have taken a big step toward eventual victory as the Democratic Party nominee. In a commercial that started airing yesterday, Dean decided to go bare knuckles with his opponents over the war in Iraq.
Dick Gephardt wrote the resolution to authorize war. John Kerry and John Edwards both voted for the war. Then Dick Gephardt voted to spend another $87 billion on Iraq. Howard Dean has a different view.
As the commercial rolls, Gephardt is shown standing next to President Bush and former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott. Dean's other commercials have dealt with corporate corruption and prescription drugs, and analysts are divided about the wisdom of his return to the war issue this late in the game. And today, Gephardt counterpunched with a direct attack on Dean's record.
How much do you really know about Howard Dean? Did you know Howard Dean called Medicare one of the worst federal programs ever? Did you know he supported the Republican plan to cut Medicare by $270 billion? And did you know Howard Dean supported cutting Social Security retirement benefits to balance the budget?
The ad features several not-so-flattering shots of the former Vermont governor. Until today, Gephardt's ads have stressed his opposition to the North American Free Trade Agreement as he seeks to secure his base among Iowa's union members. Senator John Kerry has so far avoided going negative. His latest Iowa commercial also talks about war, but not the war in Iraq. Rather, it's about Kerry in Vietnam. The ad opens with Del Sandusky, a Vietnam veteran who served on Kerry's gunboat.
The decisions that he made saved our lives. He had an unfailing instinct and unchallengeable leadership.
A film clip shows Kerry in the jungle wearing combat gear and carrying a rifle. And then today's Kerry comes on.
There's a sense after Vietnam that every other day is extra, that you have to do what's right.
Doing what's right, Kerry says in the rest of the ad, is guaranteeing health care for everyone and rolling back President Bush's tax cuts. Kerry has spent a lot of time courting Iowa veterans and hopes to turn out 10,000 of them at the caucuses. Senator John Edwards has said he won't go negative with his ads. Instead, his commercials have emphasized class differences and the need for a more equitable treatment of the middle class. One ad touts the candidate's humble origins by showing him in front of his first home, a tiny, plain pink cottage in South Carolina. Another ad talks about an economically divided nation.
It seems today we have two Americas with two health care systems, one for the privileged, another rationed by insurance companies. Two public school systems, one for the haves and one for everybody else. Two tax systems, where the wealthy and corporations pay less, working families pay more.
Finally, in his commercials, Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich has staked out a position on the war in Iraq to the left of Howard Dean.
As Commander-in-Chief, I'll take a new plan to the UN to bring in UN peacekeepers and bring our troops home. Unfortunately, even Howard Dean says we have to keep our troops there for years.
Like only three more full days to go before the Iowa caucuses, so the folks in Cedar Rapids have only 450 more political commercials to enjoy before then. John McChesney, NPR News.